This is Women Who Build Empires, a podcast celebrating women entrepreneurs and thought leaders who are turning the tables on outdated old-school belief systems and building business empires that align with who they are, how they work, and how they are leaving a lasting legacy. And I'm your host, Emmy Kirshner, serial entrepreneur, investor, and business consultant for ambitious women entrepreneurs who are boldly taking their business to the next level. In each episode, you're going to get to know the women who are unafraid to put it all on the line as they share the stories of how both success and failure have helped them become incredible CEOs. Hey, Empresses. There was a time, I'm going to say about 10 years ago, where the idea of time management and time blocking made me feel like I was going to be constricted in being able to be creative. And what I've found over the years is that it's really helped me focus and do more intentional work. And my guest today is a master at productivity and time management. Her name is Iseline Rossier. She is a time management and business coach that helps busy female entrepreneurs make more money and enjoy a more meaningful entrepreneurial life on their terms. I had a really fun time interviewing her. She gives you some great tips on how to start setting boundaries, making choices that serve both you and your life, and where to get started as far as time blocking goes as well. And she also has a really cool offer that I'm so excited to be a part of, completely free. But she has this great learning experience where if you decide to check it out, she's offering several days and many different speakers and strategies to help you in all areas of business, from money mindset to time management. I am actually interviewed in this giveaway, and check out the link in the show notes. Iseline, welcome to Women Who Build Empires. You, I think, are the first guest we've had in a while that is an international, global reaching guest. And I love, because time management and planning and all of those things are near and dear to my heart in such a geeky, nerdy way. I'm so excited to learn from you and have you on the show. So welcome.
Hello, how are you doing? I'm so glad to be here.
Yeah. And just to give everybody who's listening a little bit of background too, you reached out to me blindly, which I love because I think that's so bold, and invited me to be a part of a giveaway that's coming out right about now as everybody's listening, and share with everybody like a little bit about who you are, what you're doing, and then we'll play with the giveaway as well.
Yeah, sure. So as you can hear, I'm French. I have a pretty strong accent. Yes. But I'm a time management and business coach. I'm teaching in English. And what am I doing is that I'm helping mainly entrepreneurs master their time so they can make more money faster in their business. So in a nutshell, if we can put it in a really easy way, I help entrepreneurs live their life on their own terms and build a business that they love. Because from what I see, and a lot of women in entrepreneurship, and especially when we are leaving corporate to actually build a business, we want to go into building a business just for the freedom, for the fun. And a lot of us, we get trapped into like the same things that we were trapped in corporate. So That's pretty much what I do. I'm helping women enjoying building a business, making time for their life, and also making money.
And what does it look like for you when you say making time for your life? Because I'm sure that's different for everybody. And I know there's a lot of us who feel like we're putting in all these hours and we don't have a life. So
So give us some light at the end of the tunnel, what that could look like.
Yeah, sure. So for me, one of the reasons why I left corporate is because I was overworking all the time. I was all the time tired. And I needed every weekend to actually reset myself to start the next week. So it was not really life. I didn't have the energy to have fun, to spend time with my husband, to spend time with my family. Every time I was saying, I'm tired. And that's why I decided to actually build my business so I can set my own rule. And because something for me that is really important is like spending time with my loved ones. And I want to be in my best shape and my best self when I'm spending time with them and not like being on the couch, like being, oh my God, I'm tired. I cannot play with my daughter or I cannot do this. This is really about, you know, finding your own balance between having your family life and still working, but not overworking, working on the things that are really going to help you propel your business really further. So that's my definition of like having your own balance in between the two.
I love that because for me, you want to show up as your best self. So it's not only the time management and setting priorities, but it's part of self-care. Like, whether I want to play with my friends or do something fun or be with my clients or even just the work I'm doing, for me, it's really important to show up feeling energized, healthy, not exhausted. Like even if I'm just dragging myself to my desk every day, that's not fun. And for me, not the purpose of doing the thing that I'm doing, whatever it is. So I love your perspective.
Yeah, and one thing about that is that a lot of us are acting as if our lives was really long and we'd add all the time in the world to do whatever we want. So, and a lot of us were saying, oh, I don't have time. I will do it later or I will do it when I will have the time. But let's face it, every time that we're saying that, we're not taking the time to do it because we're thinking that our life is really, really long. But the fact is like our life is really short. And if we want to actually being able to enjoy it, to make the most of it, we need to actually be conscious that time is short and we need to take action now. Because a lot of us, we get into our head about like, oh, I will do it later. Or no, this is not the right time. Or no, I have something to do. But there will be always thousands of excuses for yourself for not taking action. But if you are taking action now, imagine what your life could be like in 10 or 20 years. Your life will be really different than if you are waiting now to take the right action, maybe in 10 or 20 years.
Yeah, I so agree with you. So when you were making this shift from being in corporate and overworking, being exhausted to starting your business, what did that look like for you? And what did you start doing and what did you stop doing?
So first of all, when you are working from home, you need like certain type of discipline and not everyone is made to be working home. So for me, that was never an issue because even if, you know, there is a TV just right next door, there is a lot of distraction. When I'm getting myself into work, I'm getting myself into work. So I'm kind of like creating my bubble of like, okay, this is going to be my focus time where I'm going to do this. This is the time on the afternoon where I know that I tend to have more clients because most of my clients are in the US or in Canada. So I know that mostly my afternoon will be speaking with people, while in the morning it will be more organizing myself around my business. But I'm not working every day. For instance, one of the things that I love to do is like taking my Friday off. This is my day with my baby girl. So that's like kind of like mother-daughter's day. And I know everything that I'm going to do on the coming weeks. And because I know everything that I am going to do, I have the boundaries. I know where I need to start. I know where I need to stop. And if something is coming down, I know I can reschedule for later. So that's pretty much how I'm now succeeding to organize my time as I want to. And if I'm tired, or even when I was pregnant, which was not like that far, that's not long ago, and I was really, really tired and really sick because of the pregnancy, I had this flexibility of saying, oh, I'm going to nap right now. I'm going to nap right now because if not, I cannot make it until the end of the day. And I think that that's the difference between being in corporate and being in your own boss, is that you get to choose, you get to adjust, and you get to actually follow your own rhythm and how you feel. But following that, you still need to have boundaries, because you can overlap into procrastination really easily. Because if you don't have this self-discipline with yourself, you can spend your day watching TV. You can spend your day scrolling Instagram and don't get anything done. So it's really about flexibility, but still having discipline and boundaries to make it happen.
Right. Was there a time when you were starting your business that you were working more, feeling stressed out because you weren't getting everything done? Or was this a natural progression for you?
I didn't really get stressed out over like getting everything down, because this is not something that is really stressing me out, because I know I can risk a little for later. At the really beginning, I think I got the same issue and the same thinking as every entrepreneur, like, oh my God, I need to make money. How am I going to make money? I was more stressed over money than actually doing things, because I know I'm a doer. So right. Even if something is coming up today and I cannot do it, I know I have the self-discipline to do it tomorrow. So this was something that scared me. But I actually had to work on my mindset and to believe that, okay, I know clients are going to come in, because I know the service that I'm offering is something that people need.
Right, right. And I'm curious, what do you see with your clients as their biggest challenge in creating a schedule, and I'm going to use the term schedule very loosely, but in creating something that works for them more effectively, since we tend to be, as Americans, chronic overworkers and super stressed out and not sleeping enough. And
I think like the main issue is that, so it depends on the type of client. On one side, I have the client who are re-procrastinating, so they can have the perfect plans, perfect schedule for them. Everything is lined up, but they still procrastinate because, like, whether they are scared of taking action, whether they don't love what they do, like, there can be like a lot of underlying reason why they are procrastinating. And on the other side, I have the people who are actually like kind of like perfectionist in a way. So, which means that they have their schedule, but they want to follow their schedule to the letter. So, if like they are overlapping by 10 minutes, like, is that the end of the world? And I think in order for you to have like the perfect schedule, you need to have a bit of both. You need to have on one side, like the flexibility, but on the other side, still have the structure. And also one thing that I want to tell everyone, and I see a lot of my clients struggle with it, is that structure is freedom. It's not because you have a planning that you are actually going to, you know, put your life into a box.
Yeah.
The planning is going to give you the freedom to be able to do whatever you want, because you have this structure. And this structure is really needed if you want to be efficient and if you want to make money in your business. Because I know a lot of people saying, oh, I'm going to wing it. But winging doesn't work most of the time.
No, no. And I'm laughing because I say exactly the same thing, because I used to be that person who did not want to time block or commit to doing any one thing in my calendar. And now I'm the opposite, but I also move things around every day as needed. It's, for me, it's about setting the goals of what I want to achieve, but also listening to my body, because some days I just have more energy than others. So I love that you're saying that.
You're welcome.
Yeah. So, and how are your clients when they start seeing that the structure is helping them have more freedom? What do they accomplish?
They accomplish a lot. So there is always like a resistance, because everything that you implement, every new habit that we change or we tweak, like, we're all the time as human being, like, you know, reluctant to change. Change is not something that we love. So there is always like always a bit of resistance at the beginning. So it's require a lot of energy at the beginning for them to get used to it. But once they get used to it, they're like, oh, now I understand. I understand that by having this structure, I can actually have schedules that I want. I can work whenever I want. I understand when I have energy, when I don't have energy. I also can block time for the things that are really important, because that's something that a lot of people actually are forgetting about. They put everything about work in their calendar. They cannot see anything, but they don't actually book the time that they want with their kids, if there is any appointment, and it's ending up overlapping and a lot of overwhelm. So I think like they can achieve a lot of things, but especially they know when they need to work. They know when they need to not work. And that is making a big difference, because what I see in a lot of people, and especially my client, is like when they don't have these boundaries, and including their mental boundaries, they are going home or even spending time with their kids, thinking about work. And when they are with their kids, when they are working, they are thinking about, oh my God, I'm not spending enough time with my kids. So they are kind of like in this circle of like feeling guilty all the time. Mm-hmm. And feeling guilty all the time is not helping you in your business. This is not helping you in your personal life. And this is not helping you taking action at all. So that's why having like this structure and going like shifting things around is really the solution in order to have more freedom in your business and in your life.
Yeah, I so agree. And I guess my next question too is like, once people are starting to see that, right, and they're experiencing that, do you see if they're making better boundaries or creating better boundaries in all of their lives? I can't talk today. Are they making better boundaries in the rest of their lives?
Yeah, they are making a lot of boundaries. And so what I'm always teaching to my clients, like one boundary at a time, because you cannot implement them all. Go with the one that is first going to save you the most time. Mm-hmm. Because like there is always, and especially for all the people pleaser who are listening to us, like people pleaser tend to say yes to everything. And because they are saying yes to everything, this is taking a lot of their time. So the main advice is like, focus on what is the main boundaries that you need to implement. And after once this is done, implement the second one. And after implementing several boundaries, you will see the ripple effect into your life. Mm-hmm. And that's funny, because this morning, one of my clients sent me, oh, you know what? This morning, I set the great boundaries with my husband, and I was really proud, because she has been doing the work. It's not because you are only doing the work on your business. This is going to ripple everywhere, even in your personal life. Because when you have better boundaries in your business, you are working better, you are like more, you are getting more productive, you are getting more done, you are having more outcome, more success. And all of this is shining out in yourself. Mm-hmm. And you are able to show up your best self in your personal life.
Yeah. For me, it's so cool to watch people transition and transform from being really stressed out and anxious to, one, achieving success in their business with growth, more money, but also like just not being as stressed out in the rest of their lives and feeling more present in the rest of their lives.
Yeah, and I agree with that. And the fact is like a lot of people think that this is not doable. Mm-hmm. So I'm not yet in this vision of like, oh, I can achieve this. I can find this own balance for myself. I can still work, not overwork, but work and make money. And I still have a family life. And that's why we need as a woman to spread the word, because a lot of women don't even know about that. They don't even know this is possible, because they have been growing up thinking that, oh, in order to be happy, you need to have a corporate job. In order to be happy, you need to do this. You need to follow the rule. But mm-hmm. Let's be honest, building a business is all about creating your own rule. And that actually is working also for your own life. You get to choose how you want to live your life. And that's like, you have the choice.
Yeah, I think we have choices about everything. And I know some people will disagree with that. But even when you're not choosing, or you feel like you have no choice, you're still choosing to not make a decision. And I love what you're saying also, because for me, the only way for us to change kind of the corporate overworking, exhaustion, stressed out environment is to stop participating in that and to stop believing that we have to work 12 hours a day. Right? You can have a very successful business and not do that and not work 12 hours a day. And not that there might not be weeks where you work a lot more than others. Like that, for me, I think is okay. It depends on what you want. But like, I have a client, she works 20, 25 hours a week. They're growing. She's making a ton of money. She's happy. Her staff and her team are happier now that she's actually working less and they're more productive.
Yeah. And that's something that, like, I think that's why we need to spread the word, because like, this is completely doable.
Yeah.
But like, women needs to know that, first of all, this is possible. And then they need to get into the vision that they can get that for themselves. Because yeah, that's actually like the big thing. A lot of women say, oh, she has done it. This is amazing. Yeah. But can I really do that for myself? Because a lot of women don't believe enough in themselves in order to be able to take that type of action. And like, that's why we need to empower women, because that's like, that's completely possible.
Yeah. Like, change is up to us. And I am curious. I want to circle back to the boundaries too, because I know my boundaries have gotten much better over the years, and but it's taken time. Why is it, do you, and I see it with all my clients as well, why is it that women have fewer boundaries or not the best boundaries in place in a general sense?
Because we have been taught of not having the boundaries. I mean, like, we have been told, like, oh, you need to be the perfect mom, you need to be the perfect entrepreneur, you need to be the perfect employee, you need to be the perfect wife, you need to be able to do everything, you need to be a superwoman. But we have been told like this. So like, that's really hard to change how women are thinking, because that's been raised this way. And even if like the generation, for instance, of my mom are starting, you know, to understand that like, this is not true. Like, this is only something that is actually like growing.
Mm-hmm.
So this is something that is really, really new.
Yeah. Yeah. And what are some steps that somebody could take if somebody's listening to this and they're like, oh, I definitely need to set more boundaries, I'm exhausted, stressed out, anxious, like fill in the blank. And I want to start changing how I'm living. Like, where do they start?
I think it all start to actually being aware of what you do, being aware of where you are actually leading other people, taking your time, or like being aware of where you are losing your time also. Because like, it all starts with awareness. Once you are aware something is not working or you are not doing it right, that's opening the path of like, okay, what is the solution? What should I focus on? What should I do in order to change that? But you need to be aware first. You need to know and realize that something is wrong here. And you want to change the life that you have.
Yeah. I want to shift gears again too, to the giveaway that's launching right about now. And yeah. And what was your inspiration for starting that?
So the giveaway, something that I'm doing like quite often, because I love, first of all, like I love to meet new other expert, because I mean, like, especially when you are an entrepreneur, sometimes we feel that we're alone and we feel that we are on an island and no one is experiencing the same thing. But like, there is a lot of people out there, and like collaborating with other people is a way for you to grow, is a way for you to understand what is going on, and is also a way for you to actually meet new people, because like being like having your business is always the time about making connection, growing, and actually giving value also. And so I started to do that as a type of giveaway 2 years ago. And I see that how many women I got to help just by doing like these small interviews. And that's why I really wanted to do them, is because that's really something like, you know, one advice can really change your life.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that I want women to understand. It's like, you don't have to apply everything. You won't be able to apply everything to change everything in your life. You just need to have one thing. and apply one thing at a time. And that's why I'm bringing out like 20 experts, because there are 20 vision with 20 advice that people can actually take in their life and implement in order to grow their business and to make more money in their business. So that's why the whole purpose of the giveaway is really to help business owners who feel, you know, lonely, who don't know what to do next, who are lost, who have no idea of what they should focus on, to actually listen to this series and say, okay, what is the one thing or the two or three things that I'm going to take out of this interview that fits my business and that is that I'm going to implement?
Yeah. And tell me a little bit about like some of the other speakers that people have the opportunity to listen to.
So there will be different type of speakers. So you will have, like, of course, people related to time management, productivity, planning, this kind of stuff. But there will be also people about mindset, money mindset, about also business, about how you should, like, for instance, I'm going to give you an example, but what you should do in order to increase your price, like all the topics that you can have as a woman, like having a business, all the questions that you can have, we will raise them one by one, because everything is correlated. And a lot of people think that, you know, time management is one thing, mindset is one thing, money mindset is one thing, and business is another thing. But everything is like related. Because if you don't have the right mindset, you are not going to take the action. You can have the perfect time management and schedule, but you won't take action and you won't do things. And that's why I gathered all this type of expert. So the people who are listening to us are going to start, like, you know, connecting the dot one by one, saying, oh, I'm doing that. This is because of this.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was because of A, but actually it's because of B.
Yeah. I love that. I love that you have such a broad number and array of speakers and topics, because they all will affect not only your business, but how you're spending your time, and especially the money mindset piece, because for me, they're super correlated in kind of getting out of that lack phase and knowing and trusting that money is energy, one, but also that abundance is everywhere when you start looking at it. And you start seeing different things and experiences come into your life in a very unusual but super cool way. When, as I said, when you start kind of making those shifts.
Yeah, and people think about time, you know, just from one aspect of, like, you know, the schedule aspect.
Mm-hmm.
But like time is about, like, it's about everything. Because when you are overthinking, you're losing time. When you are like trying to make a decision and this is taking you like, I don't know, 2 hours, you are using brain power and you are losing time too. Like, there is not only time as a practical aspect, but everything you do, everything you say, is impacting your time. Like, people don't realize, but time is your best asset. Once you know how to control your time and how to manage your mind, like, you can achieve anything. But you need to be willing to do the work, and you need to realize that there is work to do over there.
Yeah, awesome. So we have the link to enroll in the giveaway
in the
show notes. Yeah. So I encourage everybody to go check it out, because you're going to find something that will be of value, and it's free.
Yeah, of course. Like, the Master Your Time to Make Money Summit is completely free. It will be held over an entire week. Every day you will receive in your inbox like few interviews that you will be able to binge watch. And as the next day, during the next day, you will get like new videos. So during 5 days, you will get like a lot of value and all of that just for free.
I love it. And I'm so excited, one, to be a part of it, but also that you're doing this, that you're offering this value to all entrepreneurs so that they can have more fun and be less stressed and make more money.
Yeah, that's the goal. Completely.
So share with me a little bit too, like, what's next for you for the rest of 2023? What's on your horizon? How do you see helping more clients, etc.?
Okay, so for me, so last year I got a baby, so I have a brand new baby. She's going to turn one like really soon, but she's still really small. And last year I've made the shift of like shifting from one-to-one coaching to group coaching. So this year is really focusing about like really focusing on group coaching, and because my goal, as you said, is like I want to help more women. I want to empower them to think that they can build a business on their own, that they don't have to follow the trend. They can just follow what they love and their intuition, and they can grow their business. So my year this year is completely dedicated to my group coaching program, but also to actually raise my presence on social media, because I'm not a big fan of social media at first.
You and me both.
So this is something that I've been working on for quite some time now, and now I'm ready to actually show up on social media so I can help more and more people. Because the goal here, and I think one thing that all entrepreneurs needs to think about it, is that of course you want to make money, but the ultimate goal is not to make money. The ultimate goal is to be able to help people. Because the more you get to help people, the more you get to help them, to serve them, the more they get results, the more money will come. So being in business is not about money. This is really about helping people.
Yeah, I always say, and it's actually on my website, that increasing your revenue and making more money isn't about making money. It's about the impact that you make. The increase and the measuring of money is just the way of being able to measure the amount of impact that you're having.
I completely agree. And I do believe that the more value you put out there, the more money you will receive.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So share with everybody too, where can they find you? I know you're on Instagram.
Yes, I'm brand new on Instagram, but where you can find me is you can find me on Facebook. I have a Facebook group with over 1,500 women. The Facebook group is called Master Your Time, Love Your Life. So anyone can join. This is completely free, and you will get like daily tips about how to manage your time, what you should do. And if you have any questions, the community is here to help you and to answer your question.
I love that. Wonderful. Thank you so much. It has been so pleasurable and so fun to have you on the show today.
Thank you for inviting me. Like it was really nice, and I hope like everyone got like what they came for.
Yes, I hope so too. So thank you. It's my hope that you find at least one nugget of value in each episode of Women Who Build Empires. And if that's true, please follow and share Women Who Build Empires with your friends and leave a review on Apple Podcast. Your support is what will help this podcast be found by more women just like you.